From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. The 8.9 magnitude earthquake in Japan is being felt far and wide. Crescent City, California is braced for another surge that could be even worse than the tsunami that devastated the harbor earlier today. Councilmember Kelly Shillong watched as the wave hit.
The actual harbor beaches were receding about 400 feet and then coming back in very quickly like a fast-flowing river. And that was happening over and over again.
The Associated Press says the Coast Guard is searching for a man who was swept out to sea while he was taking photos of the tsunami in the area. Residents of the Pacific coast of Oregon and Washington State are returning to their homes with the tsunami threat there over. But from Ocean City, Washington, correspondent Tom Bonsi says everyone's still being warned to stay off the beaches.
Sheriff's deputies and volunteer firefighters started going door to door at 3:30 in the morning to urge residents and tourists to evacuate low-lying areas. The evacuation order was voluntary, but Craig Barr's family decided not to take any chances and headed for higher ground.
Well, it only takes a few minutes to hop in a car and be safe, you know, rather than rue the day. You know, I didn't want to be 20 years from now wishing, geez, I wish we'd have moved.
Barr headed back to his oceanfront home soon after the first tsunami wave passed. It was undetectable amidst the normal winter storm surf. There are no reports of any damage along the Pacific Northwest coast. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Ocean City, Washington.
Hundreds are dead and missing following the massive earthquake and tsunami in Japan. Millions of homes are without electricity, and authorities say the pressure is rising at a nuclear power plant in northern Japan. Pressure inside the reactor is 1.5 times the level considered normal. Officials may release slightly radioactive vapor to reduce the pressure. Some U.S. military ships are already heading to Japan to help with rescue and recovery efforts, President Obama told reporters today.
I already told Prime Minister Khan that we will provide whatever assistance that they need. My understanding is that the main assistance that we're going to be able to provide them is lift capacity, the ability for us to, I think, help in the cleanup.
The president said today's events remind us how fragile life can be. Americans are spending the money they're getting from Social Security tax cuts. Retail sales rose for the 8th straight month in February as consumers snapped up new cars, clothes, sporting goods, and electronics. Mesirow financial economist Diane Swonk.
This is not a consumer that's roaring back. This is a consumer that's clawing its way back after really having a very tough time for many years.
There is concern that higher energy costs will chip away at consumers' disposable income over the next few months. Wall Street posted gains today. The Dow was up 59 points. NASDAQ ahead 15. The S&P rose 9. This is NPR. Muammar Gaddafi may be gaining momentum against rebels in Libya. His troops have captured a key city near Tripoli after days of fierce fighting. The battle over Zawiya is considered a key test of the government's ability to hold on to the Libyan capital. Rebels insist the fighting continues, but an Associated Press reporter who toured Zawiya today said it's clearly in government control. Saudi Arabia has so far escaped the unrest that spread across the Mideast. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports protests planned for today failed to materialize after police flooded the capital of Riyadh.
Critics of Saudi Arabia's autocratic system had hoped to ride the wave of unrest in the region to press for democratic reforms. But government threats and hundreds of police intimidated would-be demonstrators. Mohammed Al-Qahtani is a Saudi human rights activist.
I think the exaggerated response by the security apparatus is unbelievable. I mean, I've never seen Riyadh like this all my entire life, with all these police cars and barricades and checkpoints.
It's not clear where government critics in Saudi Arabia go from here, but the monarchy still faces problems in the country's oil-rich east. Minority Shiite Muslims staged protests against the country's majority Sunni leadership on Thursday night and Friday. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Riyadh.
A very positive report today on the recovery of Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Doctors in Houston say she is making leaps and bounds in her recovery from being shot in the head. She is walking and talking in complete sentences. Her husband, astronaut Mark Kelly, told Giffords she had been shot, but doctors say she has no memory of it. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.